This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this story is just infuriating. It's insane. Lunar railroad concept to put trains on moon gets backing from U.S. government. Funded, we got to build a train on the moon because, you know, we don't have any problems. We're so well off. So I want to play these two videos that have gone viral discussing the Northrop Grumman moon train. You ready for the moon train? And then we'll get Harrison and Chase's response. Guys, roll for me 11 and 12.
You've been worried about tax without representation. Fear no more because the U.S. taxpayer dollars are now going to build a train on the moon. Screw your healthcare. We're building a train on the moon. There's like a lot of people who don't believe that we've ever even been to the moon. So personally, I want to hear from those people. What is your take on all of this? This company, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce because no, they won a DARPA contract for a railway on the moon in preparation for a permanent human colony on the moon. DARPA has awarded a contract to that group to develop a lunar railway concept as part of a 10-year lunar architectural program.
I'm taking a ride on the moon,
Jamie. On the moon. They're trying to figure out how to construct the railway with robots, which personally just makes me feel like, you know, it's a scam.
They worry about leaving tracks on the moon.
Really, just for aesthetic reasons. They don't want to leave tracks from, like, buggies on the moon. But the tracks from construction...
Yeah, we can't disturb the moon dust.
For the railway tracks are no big deal.
Hunter Biden might sniff it all.
Eventually, this, like, moon colony... I'm sorry, kidding. We're developing stuff on the moon so that we can make a pit stop on our way to Mars and all the human civilizations.
You can't have a bridge,
built on Mars. As always, I look forward to hearing your thoughts about all of this down below. I love that my tax dollars are being laundered in this way. It's perfect.
I know. We need a moon train.
For anyone not paying attention, the United States just secured funding to give taxpayer money to Northrop Grumman to put a f***ing train on the f***ing moon! You don't have health care because we need f***ing moon trains!
He goes on in a pretty epic rant. I don't know why that one got cut short, but how do you guys feel about that? Some taxpayer-funded moon trains.
I love it. I'm absolutely in favor of this. I do. Like, yeah, we should have moon colonies.
Me.
We should have trains on the moon. We should have colonies. We should have trains to the moon, to be quite honest with you. I think this is a brilliant thing. This is absolutely, which, you know what, if we can spend $100 billion to kill, you know, a couple tens of thousands of Ukrainian men, I think we can spare a few dollars for something glorious and
you
uplifting.
You only want a moon train because that's where your moon base is located. This has distinctive bias to it.
I'm going to end my days on the moon. I'm absolutely in favor of
that. Moon train Smith. What about you? You going to take a ride on the moon train?
Yeah. I'm literally just imagining how the conversation started between the government. And
how can we steal money from the American people?
Like, you got like a mid-level manager.
Moon train!
Just graduated with a degree in political science with an emphasis on business administration.
We can't even keep trains on the rails on Earth. What do you think is going to happen on a moon train?
Government comes in. Hey, we want to put a train on the moon. And kids like, we can do it.
Like somebody had to pitch it.
We could do it.
And
just tell him, hey, just like, sir, we don't have the logistics. There's no way we can get a train on the moon. Hey, just tell him we can. Just say we can build a moon train. I'm going to make a prediction here. There is not going to be a moon train.
You don't think there's ever going to be a moon train?
Not this project. Jeez. Ain't going to do it.
My whole thing is, you know,
he's Palestine.
Even when they launched the Apollo 11 to the moon, there were people protesting and holding signs saying there's hungry people here.
Why are you on the moon?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, America has to do great, expansive things for humanity.
Well,
I think we would all
agree that we could better allocate taxpayer funds. I think we could all agree with that. But to sit here and pretend like the government or DARPA is going to be competent enough to build a moon train is just hilarious. They can't even build an on-ramp in Austin in 10 years. Okay? And that's ancient technology.
Look, if you don't want to ride on the moon train, you don't have to come.
I really don't.
You don't have to be there.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I'll be there playing basketball and dunking from half court.
No, you
and
won't.
It'll be awesome. Yes, I will. I'm going to be on the moon.
Harrison will never be on a moon train. And neither will you. I don't care what you say.
I'm not going on the moon train. I'm not getting on a train. I saw what happened in 1938.
What happened in 1938?
Trains, bro. Stay off.
Well,
I'm in favor of the moon base.
You'll be the conductor. Harrison will be conducting the moon train.
Station?
I'll be the commander.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Harrison's about to jump out. He's going to host the war room. Maybe we'll ask Drew Hernandez if he wants to take a ride on the moon train when we come back from this break. I have a feeling he's not a fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
A damn moon train. Honestly, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. You can count me as one of those people that really, I don't really care about the moon, to be quite frank. I really don't care much about space, to be honest. I know some people might disagree. I don't care. I kind of like Earth, and I think there's some things we should probably figure out here first. But I'm not against expansion. I'm not against exploring, but we don't even know what happens in like 95% of the oceans. So, I mean, what does that account to for the entire Earth? But nonetheless, we're covering the moon train that the DARPA is going to steal our money and then never finish. Guarantee to you that's what happens. Drew Hernandez joins me now. He was tuned into that. Drew, you get a free first-class one-way ticket to ride on the moon train. Do you accept?
That's death, dude. I mean, who's building it? The diversity hires? Like, ooh, just a bunch of woke black people and woke gays?
Whoa.
Right? Like, who is really building the moon train?
Moon That's the train! Question. The moon train!
Even the NASA rockets being launched on Monday, who's building those, right? Like, who is really launching all of this machinery into space and who's building it?
I have that information for you. The people building the NASA rockets are Roulette Gorgla Maxwell from the Atlantic Right.
If I'm an astronaut in 2024, my main concern is ninjas in space, diversity hires in space. That'll be definitely your death. If we had problems with machinery and engineering with the origins of NASA, like in the 60s, like you can only imagine where they're at now. Like, you know, I got a prediction for you guys. I predict that on Monday, what we're going to see with the solar eclipse, I predict we're probably going to see a lot of engineering failures from these rockets launched into space, because I think the diversity hires are in control of everything and everything's going to collapse, just like Western civilization, the economy, and et cetera, and the list goes on. Morality? What else, Owen? What else is collapsing because of DEI and ESG?
What I think is going to happen Monday is nothing. I think there's going to be a 5-minute eclipse that people will watch and witness and gaze upon, just like every time. And, I mean, even these launches, they do it every time during an eclipse. They always launch these rockets and observe the atmosphere and the surface and just see how it affects things. I mean, they always name their stuff weird demonic stuff, too. So I don't see anything out of the ordinary, except all the hype. It's like I've never seen so much hype or fear-mongering over an eclipse. And people are just totally buying into it. It's a little strange. But nonetheless, that is what's happening. And, of course, people were like, wait, Schroyer, because I said yesterday, I was like, is CERN really firing up something on this particle deal on the 8th? Well, actually, they are. So we got that going on, too. It's just more strangeness. You know, it's just everything is so strange. And considering what we've been lied to about, I understand why people are cynical about everything. I understand why people don't trust anything.
I propose, right? I mean, we could run our own little psyop on these people, right? I mean, they're stupid, they're low IQ, they're literally retarded, not borderline retarded, they are retarded. We could convince all of them that they will be the first black, they could be the first gay, they could be the first tranny, they could be the first anything to go to space. Let them build it, okay? Let them build their little spaceships, put them on their spaceships. They could launch their rockets. They can think they're going to be the first something in space go to the moon. And more than likely, they won't be coming back home because there'll be a lot of mechanical failures because of the faulty engineering, because of the low IQ diversity hires. I mean, problem solved. And we can send everyone that wants to just give all our money to Israel, that wants to give all our money to Ukraine, everyone that hates America, that thinks everything is white supremacy, we can convince them that they are the next frontier in DEI and they can go to space. And they'll probably never return. I don't know. I think I'm in favor for that, to be honest. I mean, these people are a total decay and cancer to society. They're destroying Western civilization, and it needs to be dealt with. I mean, that's one way to get rid of the problem.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I'm seeing, you know, the leftists tend to always fall back on healthcare, and it makes sense because it's something that, you know, you feel bad about somebody that can't afford, you know, to get a surgery or whatever, and then they may end up in debt or, you know, have bad credit or something. But, you know, here's where I would hear them out. I just wish they could. And that's the other problem with leftists is they don't have any linear thinking. It's like everything is one dimensional with them. If you're going to sit here and talk about, hey, we have all this money for let's spend it on healthcare. Okay, well, let's talk about the larger issue, which is the allocation of taxpayer dollars, because that's what it's really all about. It's about the allocation of taxpayer dollars. So if I have to take a choice, which I don't, but let's just propose that I do. If I had to take a choice between giving $200 billion to Ukraine or $200 billion to the U.S. healthcare system, let's say. Well, yeah, I'd rather give it to the U.S. healthcare system than Ukraine. But again, even that's only two-dimensional thinking. The full spectrum analysis is the conclusion realized. I don't need to give any money to anything. I get to keep my own money. Stop taking my money. It's like, when do people finally have that realization is that you can keep your own money. You don't have to give 30, 40% of your money to the government. You can just keep it, and then you can afford the stuff you want and need.
Well, unfortunately, people have to hit rock bottom. You know, I think we've gotten past that line. I think we've gone past that almost point of no return, where there's still millions of people in the country, Owen, that are just not going to learn. They're not listening to people like you or Harrison Smith or Chase, myself, Alex Jones, obviously, or anybody else that's actually breaching the matrix on a daily basis. Still listening to cucks like Don Lemon and all these Rachel Maddow retards and Jen Psaki and KJP. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of people out there that just listen to these mainstream narratives. And I don't know, Owen, I've been saying this for the past couple of years on the air, is unfortunately, I think America is probably going to have to hit some severe rock bottom economically, technologically, obviously culturally. I think we are entering into already immoral, cultural American dark age. I think that's why we're seeing the rise of pedophilia, the rise of homosexuality everywhere, and so-called transgenderism, which is transhumanism, which is the representation of Lucifer, Baphomet, part beast, part male, part female. This is Romans 1, total depravity. And if people don't want to listen to God, they don't want to listen to the truth, well, then they're going to have to learn through experience and just exactly what evil looks like and feels like on a daily basis when it not only destroys their bank account, but it's knocking down their doors and attempting to destroy their very own lives and their family. I'm not calling for that. I don't want to see that. And I know you don't want to see that. But unfortunately, you take a look at human history, people will only learn by harsh experience. And maybe we have to experience a tyrannical regime for people to realize, like, hey, yeah, maybe Trump's not such a bad guy after all.
Or at least his policies are better for me than what the Democrats have to offer right now. But yeah, it's like this strange thing where it's like we're just trying to resist all of this. And we just can't stop the push or stop the compression. It's like all we're trying to do is just resist this stuff. You know, here's a perfect example, and this study just came out. Most gender-confused children grow out of it. Landmark 15-year study concludes, as critics say, it shows being trans is usually just a phase for kids. Now, it's gone beyond being a phase, and you can sit here and talk about all kinds of phases that you might go through when you're a kid. You might like one thing or the other. You might have one belief or the other. But this is beyond just a phase, and there might be a phase of girl pretending to be a boy or a boy pretending to be a girl, but this has gone beyond a phase. Now it's propaganda. Now there's rewardism. Now there's all this influence that's deceiving and manipulating kids into this, which is totally different than just a phase. But the point is, the conclusion was reached that, yeah, once you grow up and become an adult, you aren't in that phase and you regret it. And so they always say, well, there's no proof, there's no study. 15-year study, there's the conclusion. My guess is this is not going to change the push for trans kids.
No, absolutely. And it's kind of basic, right? I mean, as you mentioned earlier with the guys, is, you know, people and human beings go through several different phases. If I look back to the mindset of me when I was 12, 13, 14, even my early 20s, you mature as you get older, where you're supposed to. But you definitely go through certain different trends and certain different phases. But like you mentioned, the problem is this is a total depopulation, sterilization of an entire generation. And an entire generation is falling for it because of their young minds and their immaturity. They quite don't realize there's a globalist, satanic, pedophilic machine out there that wants to hack their genitals and probably play with them when they're done. I mean, what we're dealing with is this Luciferian death cult. And, you know, when people wake up to the realization that they are being abused, that's going to be the triggering event here. When these kids reach their early 20s, maybe late 20s, and they realize they've been robbed of a future with a family, they've been robbed, maybe a young girl, she's been robbed of motherhood, or a father robbed of fatherhood entirely. He could never accomplish that by himself or herself with a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's very important to keep InfoWars on the air. So, with that, I hand the reins over to Drew Hernandez. He takes us the rest of the way. Follow him on Rumble. He's now filling in, hosting the rest of the Alex Jones Show. Drew, take it away.
Salute. Thank you, Owen. Hey, guys. Speaking of kids, right, another aspect and another angle here, too, is, I think about my own experience, obviously, as a human being. And when I was a kid, I mean, you watch a lot of movies, right? You watch a lot of movies now that you're an adult. You watch a lot of TV shows. You watch a lot of, you know, content that you were watching when you were a kid or even a teenager, right? That there were jokes that you missed. There were, you know, in some comedy skits and some comedy movies, there were things that flew over your head as a kid because of your innocence, because of your young mind. Obviously, some people are introduced to some darker things at a younger age. But typically and generally speaking, most children, because of their innocence and their young minds, that kind of stuff flies right over their head. And then you grow up in your mid-20s or your early 20s or even into your 30s, you're rewatching some of these movies, you're rewatching some of these TV shows. Even with this whole movie, Quiet on Set, the docuseries Quiet on Set, with the dark side of child acting within Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider and all of the pedophiles that were raping Drake Bell, etc., and all the revelations that have been coming out. And you look back at some of, right, you watch, like, rewatch iCarly or Drake and Josh, and you're like, and even the craziest ones with Ariana Grande, like literally just like hanging off a bed, you know, just pouring water all down her body, moaning and like literally like simulating like deep throating a potato, right? You look at this stuff and you're like, as a kid, I saw that and it just didn't like really connect with all the feet and the sexual references on children. And I think about that. I'm just like, damn, when I was a kid, like a lot flew over my head. And I think of where we're at now, especially talking about how this whole homosexual, so-called trans agenda, it's just transhuman. It's satanic. It's a total botching of those made in the image of God. It's a work of Lucifer. And that's being pushed on young kids, like literally 6-year-old and up, and in some cases even before. These kids have no idea what any of this actually means. And it's not healthcare, where it's parental consent, where a parent should have the right to choose. If little Timmy thinks he's a girl at the age of 5, well, I'm going to make the decision to chop his testicles off. He'll thank me when he's older. That's insanity. That's 100% insanity. These kids have no idea what they're getting themselves into. These children have no idea of these hypersexual concepts, which, by the way, a lot of predators, right? Pedophiles, you take a look at a lot of predatorial cases of not just child rapists, but rapists of general adults. They will introduce them. Especially young kids, they will introduce them to pornography. They will introduce them to child pornography, very violent pornography. They will introduce them to sexual themes and sex acts that the young mind cannot comprehend whatsoever. It not only perverts them, but it destroys their innocence and their entire reality of something that should not be seen to begin with. But only sexual activity should be experienced in holy matrimony with two consenting adults, biological male, biological female. Anything outside of that, God does not recognize. There's no such thing as gay marriage. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist at all. Take that up with God. I didn't create that. I'm just regurgitating the message because I'm a born-again Christian, period. The Bible wins, man loses. Like, straight up, people want to argue with God. That's fine. You're going to lose every single time on that subject. There's no winning that argument. And don't you dare call yourself a Christian and try to argue against God's institution, creation of marriage alone, period. We don't get to define what that is. We don't get to redefine what that is. God has defined what that is. We just get to experience it and enjoy it in its proper context as human beings. I mean, you take a look at this, and I think about young minds now being expressed. That's why there's so much pornography in these so-called educational books, right? K through 12, being introduced to children. And, oh, it's book banning. You're a bunch of Nazis. It's Nuremberg rallies. You're just throwing all of the books in the pile and burning them because you don't want any difference of an opinion or any voices of dissent. Actually, it's the complete opposite in America right now. The only books we need to be burning are those that are pornographic being pushed on young minds, innocent, pure young minds, children. And you see, this is that's by design. That's a predator. That is a sex predator tactic. Numb their mind, destroy their entire reality and concept of reality. Introduce them to something perverted and inverted that shouldn't be seen by a child. And you are the one that gets to define whether this is right or whether this is wrong. This is what sex predators do. Just. There's thousands, probably millions of cases throughout human history that you could study, and it's the same common thread, and this perverted LGBTQ machine, right? This globalist satanic machine that is a sex predator, child rapist, is using that same tactic. That's why you're seeing so much of these all age drag shows for children, and it's drag queen pedo time. Come and read a book. With child pornography in it and your child on some homo's lap bouncing together with his genitals. That's totally fine. And it's always like some woke, white, retarded leftist mother. That's like, yay, this is great. This is awesome. See, I'm not a bigot. I'm so progressive. And here I am. I'm here with my child. And that's a woman, isn't it? See, I'm teaching my child not to be a bigot. We're inclusive. There's no father in the home. And if there is a father in the home, he's not a father. He's just like a real beta cuck that's super soy. You know, that sounds like he's had his Adam's apple removed. It's like that whole gay, happy wife, happy life thing. You know, I just like, I can't oppose my wife in anything. I can't take a stance for the purity of my child if I do anything like that. Oh, God forbid, my wife is going to just absolutely bring down the house. Tell your wife no, dude. Be a man. Have a spine. And if your wife is out of control and wants to introduce your child to all kinds of LGBTQ homosexual Satanism, and the list goes on, all these doctrines of demons warping and destroying the purity and the innocence of your baby. Take a stance against your wife, dude. If you can't take a stance against your wife over that, then you won't stand for anything, dude. You're more than a pushover, dude. You're a freaking doormat. You're a used doormat from like 200 years ago. That's what you are, dude. No respect. Like, absolutely. No. You don't have a defensive bone in your body at all. You can't take a stance against your woke, retarded, like 95-pound, you know, wife that is just absolutely destroying the mind of your child. Like, what is the matter with you, dude? Like, if that's honestly, like, what U.S. males are becoming, this total soy cuckery, then I guess we deserve to lose all of Western civilization. But I know the info warriors out there are definitely not tolerating anything like that. And I'm not calling for domestic abuse. I'm just saying, at least say something, dude. Because some of these cucks are unwilling to even say something to their wayward, out-of-control wife that is totally feminazied out. You guys get the picture. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Share all the links.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And we are thankful for every single one of you guys for tuning in. If you're tuning in on X, make sure to repost, reshare the broadcast, Rumble, Getter, wherever you may be watching. Just copy the links and share them absolutely everywhere. We appreciate you guys. And continuing this conversation is this assault on kids is it's obviously twisted and it's dark. But this whole predator—it's a literal predator hunting down a vulnerable and innocent being, and in this case, children. Introduce them to dark sexual themes that are perverted, and alongside of that, you, especially if you are the one, right? You see a lot of this with a lot of these. These child rapists and these predators that go after kids, that's what the grooming is. They want to be the first ones to introduce them to these things. before anybody else, before a parent, when they're of age, explains these things to them. This is what you need to stay away from. This is bad. When you hear about it, or if your friends want to show you it or talk about it, just get away from it. Let me know about it. I'll come pick you up. I'll be there for you. These are bad things. These are dark things. No. And that's why you saw this whole back and forth in Florida in 2022 with all the don't say gay bill, where it's just literally all surrounding around these LGBTQ activist so-called educators that want little secret relationships with your children because they want to be the first ones to introduce your child to these hyper perverted sexual themes. They want to be the ones to get a hold of their minds before a parent. And the crazy thing is it doesn't matter who the parent is. Like, it really doesn't. Like, you could honestly, that's the crazy thing, is you could be a parent. You may not be a Christian. You may not have the biblical worldview of traditional marriage and oppose gay marriage or anything outside of that. You might just be the type of parent that's like, you know, I just don't really care. You know, I just kind of would like to be the one to teach my children about these things when I think they're ready. And yeah, that's kind of where I stand. And I'm just kind of in this place where I want to freely be able to explain to my child, you know, what's cool in according to my standards as a parent. That doesn't matter. And you may be even in favor of gay marriage or LGBTQ or wherever. It doesn't matter. Even if you are. These psychopaths that are satanically in charge, that are literally, yeah, in charge and charged, they want your child's mind. They want the psyche of your child. They want to taint it. They want to poison it. They want to dismantle it, pervert it, invert it, turn it upside down so they're damaged for the rest of their lives psychologically. And then it's being taken a step further with now they're hacking the bodies of children. They're hacking their genitals. Boys and girls. And so it's no surprise to me that now we're seeing studies that children are actually worse off because apparently, according to American and even, you know, this globalist so-called medical expertise, is that the only way to cure this form of gender dysphoria and the discomfort of feeling like you're in the wrong body or you're in the wrong gender is to hack your genitals. It'll make you feel better. It's a literal dismembering hack job of your body as a psychological remedy to fix everything in your mind. That's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. And any parent out there that actually believes this stuff, you're literally leading your child to the slaughter. Your child will not feel better. Your child will not be better in the long run. Your child will probably be even more psychologically damaged because the big lie is, and we've heard a lot of detransitioners come out and say, even the parents, that anytime we had some kind of medical evaluation with our son or our daughter, the doctors always say, well, you know, the studies say that if you don't get them the surgery or you don't put them on puberty blockers and pump them up with a bunch of pharmaceuticals, they're more than likely going to commit suicide. That's what's going to happen. If they're a little girl, would you rather have an alive son or a dead daughter? You tell us. That's been said to parents. And of course, parents that aren't in tune or read up or they're not informed correctly about these medical subjects, that's going to put fear into the heart. And fear is always the commonality, right? The fear of death, the fear of loss, the fear of imminent threat or something that's going to hurt you. Or your family, or your loved ones. You see, but that's the satanic agenda. God has not given us a spirit of love, a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The only fear we should have is a healthy fear of God, that we are reverent towards Him and trust in Him for everything in and outside of the universe. But this happens to a lot of parents, and parents out there, they may think they're doing the right thing, but you are being lied to, because how is a physical dismembering of your child somehow a psychological remedy for what's going on in their mind? Let's just say if it's genuinely a genuine case of gender dysphoria. Let's just say it is. I would be willing to bet, especially being a youth pastor for a few years and seeing this and dealing with this with parents and helping them biblically through this, It's more than like it's 9 times out of 10, it's a trend, and the kid is literally going to get over it by the time they get out of high school. Like they will literally get over it by the time they get out of high school. And a lot of these young kids, they look back, they're going into college, and they're kind of realizing how much of a cult this was. And but those that actually went through the surgery, they've been robbed for life. Their reproductive abilities have been robbed forever. It's devastating. It's sad. It's an assault on those made in God's image. And that's why it's imperative to understand that. Because if you're genuinely going to give your child a future, and that's when the real, real, deep-seated, saturated depression comes in, even at an adult age, where it's hopeless, and you think about the family you could have had, and you think about that type of dynamic and form of joy, I'll say, happiness of being a father and looking at your children, and it just puts a smile on your heart. Or if you're a wife, a mother, and you take your kids to the park and you're watching them play and make friends and make mistakes and come and cry to you, and nurturing them and having that experience that God gives us, like understanding that you will never have that you will never be able to have that on your own. Of course, there's options of adoption. Of course, there's options outside of that, but that void will always be there. And it's not a void because of some type of defect. If you're an infertile woman that just can't have a child, or even a male that has a low count and is just not able to make it happen, you guys can't have the kid. There are circumstances that are out of our control. This is not a circumstance that's out of our control. This is totally in our control. And that's what's going to piss off an entire generation when that day will come, guys. It will come when all of these kids, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be like an army, an entire generation that will finally wake up to the realization that not only have they been lied to, but they've been groomed, that they've been targeted, that they've been assaulted, and that they've been absolutely invaded and robbed of an entire future. I'm talking of an entire generation of kids are going to experience this when they grow out of this mindset of a trend, or when they grow out of the mindset, well, it's making me famous on TikTok, so it's working. I'm happy, I guess. I got the views. But what happens when TikTok is taken away for whatever reason? I mean, you guys saw what happened when TikTok was going to be banned, right? There were literally Gen Z kids all coming out and saying, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to commit suicide. I can't live without TikTok. There's way more going on than gender dysphoria leading to the youth to want to commit suicide. There's a lot of self-inflicted wounds and attacks being done to our children that's leading them to the ultimate decision of suicide, and that's depopulation. We'll talk a lot more about that on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Check me out on Rumble. I host a show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Also follow me on X at Drew H Live. I want to encourage you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the sales going on right now. Get all the products that have been restocked before they go out, and they may not be back for a while. That is how we keep the lights on. That is how we keep the operation going into the future. That is how we combat fake news and the globalist mainstream media fake news cartel that wants to destroy absolutely everything. People are always asking, how do we defeat these people? Well, we have to start building alternative systems from the ground up, and that is how Band.Video and Infowars.com has done it for years, and that's only due to you guys supporting the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make a purchase today. All right, guys. I mean, speaking of the solar eclipse going down on Monday, you've seen all the reports with the testings from CERN. You've seen the reports of NASA naming their operations after Egyptian gods of darkness and a lot of the occult laced into a lot of what's going on, right? Especially with a lot of ancient religions or ancient occult sects with different sects of those that believe in illumination and higher elevating of higher thinking based off of a higher power that's not identified as Jesus Christ. I mean, we've seen stuff like this from ancient civilizations going back all the way to the Egyptians, correct? Studying the cosmos, the stars as a map and a guidance. We've seen the legends of Atlantis and attempting to rebuild a new Atlantis and a new age of enlightenment and prosperity and technological advancements and booming. Even the founding of NASA that we all know, Operation Paperclip, was involved with a lot of Nazis that were brought over from Nazi Germany that started the space race and advanced rocketry and technology in the United States of America, where a lot of Luciferianism, the occult, black magic was brought over, still studied to this day, MK Ultra, using hallucinogenic drugs in order to make contact with different realms. You see a lot of this with predictive programming in movies like Stargate, even Stranger Things. You see this, a little bit of that, with portals opened, attempting to contact other realms, which is biblical, by the way, because the Bible makes it very clear that we do live in a multidimensional universe. Demonic beings are real. Lucifer is a real individual, fallen angel, a being himself. And people are always asking, why is there always such an obsession with space? Not just simply going to space, not just simply going to the moon. I'm talking about like astrology, horoscopes, an obsession with the stars, even the ancient Aztecs and Mayans that had an obsession with mapping out the stars and taking hallucinogenic drugs with absolutely insane seances and rituals to the point of human sacrifice that would contact the star people and interface with beings on the other side that would give them high-level intelligence and wisdom and futuristic prophetic guidance, etc., for technology even of their day. I mean, this is all documented in human history. Even in the biblical accounts of the Egyptians having the ability to perform black magic in the face of Moses, even the Pharaoh himself realizing that all of his most advanced magicians of the day could not even comprehend or even explain away or even combat all the plagues that God was raining down on Egypt because of Pharaoh hardening his heart. And so there's a history of the occult. This is all the way back to the Tower of Babel. The actual origin of the occult is Lucifer, Satan himself. And you can even go to the Garden of Eden, because that's what he offered Eve, correctly. What did he offer Eve in the garden when he tempted and deceived her? You will know good between evil. There are things that God doesn't want you to know. You're going to receive a heightened understanding and conscience. You will be enlightened with something that God is holding back from you. You're going to be given some advanced wisdom and knowledge if you just bow and listen to me, correct? And so you can see the occult tied all the way back. All these forms of so-called enlightenment, because the true enlightenment is the gospel, correct? It's the light of God. Jesus is the light, right? He is the bread of heaven. He's the light of the world. He's the water of life, etc. He's the creator of the elements, but he's the empowerment of these things. He's God. He's eternal himself. God in human flesh, Christ Jesus. You see, but Satan himself, you can see this tied all the way back. The occult tied all the way back to the fall of Lucifer in Isaiah chapter 14, where it says, how you are fallen from heaven. That's the heavens. That's the cosmos. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground. You who weakened the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, into the cosmos. Why? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, meaning what? I will be God. I will ascend above the throne of God, in the stars, beyond the heavens, above God himself. That is the heartbeat of Lucifer. That's what cast Lucifer out of heaven once and for all. Fallen angel and a high amount of demons, fallen angels, followed him as well. And we find ourselves in this mess here on planet Earth. See, but that's the origin of the occult. Why is CERN, why are the Egyptians, why are the Mayans and the Aztecs Why are so many occult nations, governments, the deep state, even to this day, right? The Bilderbergs, all of these entities, these globalist entities that are always looking to the stars, always looking to breach the next dimension, always looking to breach the multiverse, to go beyond. And it's always with, I mean, look at CERN's logo. It's 666. It's literally 666. If you take a look at the World Economic Forum's logo, it's 666. It's the mark of the beast. It's an indication of the empowerment of the Antichrist by Satan and Lucifer himself. It's an act of self-elevation above God himself. Not just God's throne, but God himself. I will ascend to the heavens. I will ascend above the throne of God. I will elevate myself. It's a quest. And some of the Luciferians know it. Some of them that are kind of more low IQ, they don't really understand what they're getting themselves into. They're just like useful idiots being used as pawns in this whole spiritual holy war. But the whole total end game is obviously the destruction of the soul and the end time scenario. But ultimately, it's to elevate Lucifer because that's his heartbeat. That's his agenda. That's his mission. That's his view. So all of these globalist entities that have this obsession with the stars and aligning the stars and coding the messages and the zodiac and making sure we understand what these interdimensional entities are communicating to us. They want us to have this higher knowledge and wisdom and power to take us to the next technological frontier, to trailblaze into the future and lead us into a total future of absolute human excellence. It's actually the opposite. What we're going to get is the opposite. Because what we're going to get is, yeah, we could technologically advance for the next 100 years. But quite clearly, the United States of America right now is experiencing an absolutely immoral dark age. I feel totally comfortable saying that because everywhere you look, it's just immoral decay. It's Romans chapter 1. It's reprobate minds, total depravity and degeneracy. And not just America, but the entire world, the entire globe is experiencing this. And so whenever you take a look at these entities or these companies and they have this obsession with the occult and interfacing with interdimensional entities, because this stuff is real. They it's not that they're like conspiratorially thinking that they might be able to attain something because they heard some type of ancient ritual and they just decided to try it out one day. No, they are actually experiencing results when they do this stuff. The occult is real. Black magic is real. Manifestations are real. This stuff actually provides results. I don't advise anyone to go and test it out, because once you become demonically oppressed, if you're not a born-again Christian, you might become demonically possessed, and now you got some serious problems on your hands, and you cannot get rid of these things. There's you must be born again, to be honest with you. But when you take a look, you see this in Hollywood. There's always references to the stars and the heavens, the Tower of Babel, etc., because they are serving their father, the devil, right? They're sons and daughters of wrath, of disobedience. The prince of the power of the air is manipulating their minds worldwide, nations, world leaders, geographical locations. They are the puppet masters for the total end times, end game scenario, which ultimately is the second coming of Jesus Christ, but the precursor to that, the advent of the Antichrist. So I advise everybody out there to stay biblically minded, be biblically discerning, so you are not demonically, satanically, or even earthly deceived. It's the only way. Love you guys. The War Room is up next. Don't go anywhere after these short messages. We'll be right back, guys. Love you. I'll see you guys.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.